It's a funny thing about the Heidi Chronicles at Trinity. First of all, this play concerning a successful but suffering young woman is receiving a first-rate production. On a sparkling set designed by New York-based Lee Savage, it runs from clouds and stars and the moon to an electronic chalkboard, all the while providing a large open playing field for the actors. Directed with vital verve by Vivian Benesch, the acting is filled with drive and humor and meaning. A vibrant Angela Brazil as Heidi leads seven others who are funny and sweet and just right, dancing around the world of Heidi. So what's not to like? Well, the problem is the play. It's a story about a poor rich girl who can't get no satisfaction, has the unpleasant ring of self-absorption. You may remember that Heidi is a New York kid bursting with hope and desire. Moving out of the roiling 1960s and 70s, she's plunging ever so hopefully into the me-first 1980s. Great things are her aim. She works hard and gets ahead. She's a tenured professor of art history at Columbia University, specializing in the work of female artists who have been discarded despite their talents. But underlying all of the smart dialogue, all the accomplishments, the medical, law, and doctorate degrees of her friends and lovers, the Chronicles tells a tale of people who mostly do very well, but are simply not completely pleased. Take Peter. Played with finesse by Charlie Thurston, he's a gay pediatrician and a boyfriend, sometimes, of Heidi. But Peter finds he's just plain overwhelmed at times. Another boyfriend is Scoop, who loves Heidi but marries someone else and has many an affair. Trinity vet Morrow Hantman makes him charming, despite his faults. Rebecca Gibble plays four roles well and is absolutely hilarious as a goofy-headed television interviewer. Others, Ashley Monique Butler, Rachel Christopher, Anna Miles, and a wonderful Joe Wilson Jr. contribute much. But throughout the Heidi Chronicles, there's a feeling of people who just cannot find perfection. They are decent folk, well-meaning, hard-working. But nothing seems to bring them a sense of good times. There's always an item that isn't right, some achievement which seems hollow. You find yourself, or at least I did, saying, "Get a grip, folks. The world isn't all peaches and cream and never will be. Make the best of it. And by the way, you're doing pretty darn well, better than most. Try looking at it that way for a change." Now, I'm sure there are many who will find Heidi and her friends to be exemplars of the way the world really is. They may be right, but I wish there was less self-entanglement in this play. And I'd prefer that the playwright did not end her tale by hitching on a very false-seeming solution. So, done well at Trinity Rep, the Heidi Chronicle still leaves me cold. I have to agree with Peter, the doctor buddy. He tells Heidi, "A sadness like yours seems like a luxury." Right on, Doc.